Now, the Nationals have unveiled their Manufacturing 2035 plan in a bid to double manufacturing down under. Queensland National Senator Matt Canavan joins me this morning to talk about this one. Matt, how you doing?
Great, thanks, Jess. What about yourself?
Not too bad, thank you. I can't believe it's nearly February. This year is just flying by.
Well, actually, I just realised that when you said that too. It is, isn't it? Yes, but Happy New Year, I can still say that.
Yeah, it's still just. This manufacturing plant's a 9-point plan. How is it going to double manufacturing?
Well, we think we should focus on the reasons why we've lost manufacturing jobs. So we've lost 300,000 manufacturing jobs in the past 30 years. We now have a situation where the share of our economy devoted to manufacturing is the second lowest in the developed world. Only Luxembourg has a lower share. And I don't think that's right for our country. I think we should be making things in Australia. We've got great natural resources. We've got great talent. And we've got rising tension in our region with aggressive behaviour from China in particular. We don't want to be going into that environment and not being able to make our own stuff and protect ourselves as a country. Now, the reasons why we've declined, why we've lost those jobs in the past, I think are mainly twofold. One, we've destroyed our energy competitiveness. So electricity prices for manufacturing businesses are now the fifth highest in the developed world in Australia. They used to be one of the cheapest only about 15 years ago, one of the cheapest. And so we've got to get rid of the renewable energy subsidies or devotion to unreliable forms of energy that has increased those prices. We should be investing in the proven technologies that deliver cheap power like coal-fired power. And we propose building a coal-fired power station in the Hunter Valley there because you've got the world's best thermal coal. So why shouldn't we build a power station there rather than just send it all overseas for them to burn and make? The other reason we think our manufacturing industry has declined is because other countries have been disregarding international trade rules. They've been massively subsidising their own industries, and that's unfair for our businesses to compete against them. We think we've got to get tougher in protecting our own manufacturing jobs. We think we should look at imposing tariffs and subsidies against those countries that have taken action that is illegal under trade laws and make sure that they can't steal Aussie manufacturing jobs.
You mentioned the coal-fired power station that you're pushing for in the Hunter Valley. Who would build that? Would you support government building that? Would you hope that industry in some way would build that?
Look, ideally you'd have industry do it, but I think we've destroyed our market so much that we're going to have to look at government taking action. And the government, our government, the federal government, we're proposing those ideas to the federal government, but the federal government is doing that in a way. We said last year that if the private sector wouldn't build a gas-fired power plant at Newcastle, the government will step in and do it. Now, we said we'd do that by March. So in about a month's time, the trigger will be hit. So if the private sector is not building a gas-fired power station, we will do it ourselves. Mm. Now, it doesn't look like the private sector is going to do it. So it looks like we're going to have a government-funded gas-fired power plant. Now, I'm not totally against that. I just think we should be building a coal-fired one too. It doesn't make a lot of sense to build a gas-fired power plant. I don't know if it makes a lot of sense to build one in Newcastle. We don't have gas in Newcastle. New South Wales is a massive net importer of gas. You hardly have any gas production in your state right now. Why wouldn't we build a power station that uses the fuels you do have readily available there in Newcastle in the Hunter Valley, and to help things like the Tomago Aluminium Smelter continue and keep those jobs in the Hunter region.
Mm. Joel Fitzgibbon, a Hunter MP, came out yesterday and said he can't see a new coal-fired power station happening in the Hunter at all.
Yeah, look, I know Joel in the last year has sort of seen the light and started saying he supports coal, but still too often Labor MPs put up the white flag when it comes to these issues. I think in his heart of hearts, Joel perhaps thinks it would be good to have a coal-fired power station, but he's not up for the fight. He doesn't have the fight. They put up the white flag and say, oh, okay, it's still too hard, we won't do that. Well, one thing I love about the Nationals Party is sometimes we are the patron saint of lost causes, but we put up the fight. We put up the fight because we know this is the right decision. And behind the scenes in Canberra, when you talk to people, a lot of people nod their heads behind the scenes and say, yeah, we know, we should, coal is cheaper and more reliable. But then they'll say, oh, yeah, but it's a bit unpopular and, it might mean that I don't get invited to dinner parties in Sydney if I support coal-fired power. Well, we don't care about that in the Nationals Party. I don't want to go to dinner parties in Sydney. I'm quite happy if I don't get invites to those things. And so therefore, that frees us up just to say what's right. So my colleagues like Perrin Davey, the Senator for New South Wales, David Gillespie up the road, we're all singing from the same song sheet. Barnaby Joyce singing from the song sheet of, yep, we should be building coal-fired power stations because it's the right thing to do in our country. And who cares what other people think about us? We're going to stick up for the people we represent in country and regional areas.
Yeah. We're catching up with Queensland Nationals Senator Matt Canavan this morning. Tell me, an Office of Regional Manufacturing, having one in Gladstone and Newcastle, how is that office going to double manufacturing?
So it's part of the plan. It's not the only thing. One thing we want to do under the plan is provide low-cost finance to investments for manufacturing in regional areas. So we think we should task the Regional Investment Corporation to particularly look at opportunities in regional areas. There's a couple of reasons for that. One, 30% of people employed in manufacturing in Australia are in regional areas, and it's a big deal in areas like Newcastle and close to where I live in Gladstone. Big, big deal. So we think they should be supported. And two, we think post-coronavirus, we should look at developing areas outside our capital city. So that's why we're focused on that. And so that Office of Regional Manufacturing would be tasked with finding out some strategic investments for the government to back with low-cost finance. That's different from the power station. This is actually investments that could help bring more manufacturing to the region. We've got a great aluminium smelter there, but why don't we look at building another steel mill? You know, we used to have steel there in Newcastle. I know it was a long time ago, but we are now a net importer of steel. So Australia is the biggest producer of iron ore and coking coal, the two things you need to make steel, yet we actually import steel from overseas for our own needs. And I think that's crazy. As I go back to what I said before about the sort of rising tensions in our region, why aren't we self-sufficient in steel production? Why can't we at least set that as a goal? And you know, something like this low-cost finance we could offer from the government could perhaps help attract such investment. And I'm not saying necessarily Newcastle, we have to look at that, but where the best place is now. But certainly Newcastle will be a candidate, given the coal resources of New South Wales, the great port you've got. But we should, I think, not be importing steel from overseas. The country is rich in iron ore and coking coal as we are.
So what happens with this 9-point plan now, Matt?
Well, it's gone through our Nationals party. It's been presented to our leader, Michael McCormack, and you know, he'll consider that and take that up. I'm on the backbench here, so I don't make decisions, but we put forward and try and fight for issues for our region. And we will now advocate for this in Canberra when we get back there. There's an election sometime in the next year or so. It might be this calendar year, might be early next year. But my colleagues will be pushing very hard for these ideas to be picked up in the election policies for the coalition. This is a Nationals Party plan. We're part of the coalition with the Liberal Party. But when we go to formulate election policies over the next year, we'll be doing so together. And so this will be our set of ideas. And, you know, what we really need is people who support these kinds of ideas to be pushing for them and you know, getting on Facebook or Twitter or calling up your show and supporting them, because that will help us build the steam up to get this sort of stuff moving and get manufacturing jobs back to Australia.
Oh, Matt, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries, Jess. You have a great year. Thanks so much.